Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
It certainly is. What are we listening to in the background here, Jenna?
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely. That, the start of the song gives me such a nice feeling.
It's a nice sort of like, it's a nostalgic kind of a tune, I think.
Good for karaoke.
Yeah, very good karaoke song. Why are we talking about Elton John this morning?
This morning I'm reviewing Elton John's memoir, Me, which has recently come out and among the plethora of music memoirs this Christmas.
Some good stuff to choose from out there.
Yeah, totally. But fuck, it's good.
Such a good read.
Yes,
oh, that's
I
awesome.
Loved it.
I feel like that was the first thing you said when you came in. You're like, bloody good read.
Yeah, it really is. So, obviously, Elton is doing his final tour, and all these things are coming around it, including his memoir and also Rocketman, the movie, which we were just talking about. I was asking these guys if they liked it, and it's quite polarizing.
I actually haven't seen it, but I have heard so many reviews from people that have just varied from what I'd expect that person to say. Like, people who I thought maybe would be on board with that kind of film didn't like it, and then people who I thought would hate it have been, I loved it. It was exactly what I wanted to go and see. So I really just don't know what to think about it.
Well, yeah, just before I talk about the book is I hated Bohemian Rhapsody so much as a Queen fan that I went into Rocketman with the lowest expectations.
Right.
So I actually really liked it.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah.
So I guess this is the story of Elton's life. It has this really chatty quality to it. So I wouldn't be surprised if he just went in a room with someone and they typed as he spoke.
Yeah, yeah.
That's quite cool.
You hear about his upbringing in Pinner, England, and with his family. He was constantly, he had this like quite intense mum who might have been bipolar or something.
Right.
It seems like that she was really manic and got quite angry and jealous. And then his father, he could just never please him.
Right.
And so he's felt like he's lived his life trying to please his dad, who never even said he was proud of him, which
Ooh,
is very sad.
That is actually quite heartbreaking, isn't it?
But making music in the 60s, he got crazy addicted to cocaine and alcohol and went on some very infamous benders. He's got a massive temper and he just tells these stories with such humour, self-deprecating. He just lays it all out. And it's the type of book, when you read it, you'll go, oh my God, listen to this paragraph, because he just tells these great stories.
Is it one of those books where there's sort of heaps of golden nuggets about other famous people in there too?
Exactly,
awesome.
Yeah. So like some of my favourite stories were him and John Lennon just getting super high in a hotel room and there's a knock at the door and they think it's the police because, of course, if you're on cocaine, you think the police are coming to get you. And it's they look through the peephole and it's Andy Warhol. and Elton wants to let him in, but John says, has he got his camera? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, no, you can't let him in. You have icicles hanging off your nose. Bob Dylan being terrible at charades because he doesn't know what a syllable is. wonderful stories about Freddie Mercury, George Michael, the royal family. He's a really great...
I'm just flicking through it and I've just seen this photo him and Freddie Mercury backstage at Live Aid.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And Freddie told him he was dressed like the Queen Mother.
It says, backstage at Live Aid with the magnificent Freddie Mercury, who had both just stolen the show and blithely informed me I look like Queen Mother on stage.
Yes.
Because he was like mates with like Princess Margaret and stuff, wasn't he? All the sort of like racy royals.
Yeah, he was. There's some funny stories about the royals and some, you know, fights that he saw. He just lays it all out and it's
excellent.
I just thought it was really great. And that's the buzz that I've been hearing about this book before I started reading it. So I just think it's an amazing Christmas present for someone. You could give it to anyone who had an inkling of a connection to Elton John.
I think the thing about music like Elton John is it's not just necessarily about liking the music. It is very era-defining stuff as well. So it's kind of, yeah, as you're saying, maybe good for people who are not necessarily huge Elton fans, but just keen on that sort of scene that was going on.
And I think I don't think anyone could say that they hate Elton John because there must be something that you like as well.
He's so, just fun. He has a good time, you know?
Yeah. He wrote the music to The Lion King.
He
absolutely
did.
So I think he, and he also just talks about how his life has been full of fate. So he, you know, infamously worked with Bernie Taupin, who's his
lyric writer, and he was going in for an audition. This is all in the movie as well, but he was going in for an audition and he didn't do very well at the record company, and the guy just had piles of envelopes around and just handed in an envelope, and that was Bernie's lyrics. And they started writing together right away.
That's so
and
cool.
And just all these little fateful moments have come up, and he really admits when people have given him advice that he has taken it. He hasn't taken it, but they've done it anyway, and it's been for the best. So I just think he's hilarious. It's really given me a great insight more into his life, and I think it goes beyond the movie because the movie is so cheesy and surfacey. And then it also goes beyond the movie as well.
There are some extremely cute photos in here as well. There's one of him, little baby Elton John at the piano in his school blazer, looking very wholesome.
He was a piano genius, you know. He could play from when he was tiny, could play, if someone played something to him, he could play it right back. So
that's crazy. Yeah. You've really convinced me to read this book.
This is 100%. A memoir that anyone could read. You could just see someone in your family sitting on the Lazy Boy after Christmas lunch, picking it up and then not putting it down.
Yeah. Excellent.
I feel like I just got trapped in it before.
Yeah, it's really good.
So if people want to come and pick this up from Time Out, is it on the shelves yet?
It's definitely on the shelves. It's a beautiful hardback. It's $50. It's got three little lumps of great photos in it, great cover, and you'll love Elton John more after you read this book.
Very heavy, very hefty.
Hefty
read. Yep.
Thank you very much, Jenna.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
It's certainly